from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, people of America, conservatives gathering around radios across this great nation of ours. 7 days, ladies and gentlemen, we are exactly 1 week away from a pivotal point in American history, an inflection point. Do we choose freedom and liberty, or do we choose Marxism and a cackle? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the question of the ages. Great to have you with us today. I want to say thank you. So many of you, thousands of you, sent me birthday greetings yesterday, and it was so kind. The staff here, they had quite the spread. We had a huge little birthday celebration after the program, and it was pretty spectacular. So thank you all so very much for the kind words. But I've got to tell you, we've got to roll up our sleeves for the next 3 hours, and we've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot to go through. And the exciting news of the hour is that Steve Bannon is now a free man. Steve Bannon had been held in a federal gulag. He had been a prisoner of the Biden administration over the past 4 months. He is now a free man, and he is talking, and we're going to play some audio from Steve in just a few moments. But all I can tell you is, Democrats, you better be trembling, because Steve Bannon is loaded for bear. Steve Bannon is on the warpath. And before we get into what Steve had to tell his national audience earlier today, I need to caution you. I don't want you to become complacent, ladies and gentlemen. Every single day that we get up and we start our business, you get out of bed and you put on your pants and you make that first delicious cup of community coffee, preferably the praline flavored. You have to have this mindset that we are 20 points behind and we've got to fight for our lives. And that's exactly what we have to do here, folks. We've got to fight. The next 7 days, we have got to fight 24 hours a day. We've got to make sure that we're getting our neighbors. If you haven't voted, by the way, and early voting, I know for many of you, is about to conclude. If you haven't already gotten your vote in, you need to do that. You've got to get your vote in before Election Day. Now, we don't know what's going to happen on Election Day. There's a lot of stuff floating around the interwebs. People concerned that there might be some sort of a hack or some sort of a black swan event, that people may not actually be able to get out and vote on Election Day. And I don't know if that's true or not. I have no independent knowledge of that. But what I do know is that we can fix that. We can prevent that from impacting our votes by getting out and casting an early ballot. Now, there's a lot of shenanigans happening out there, and you need to be aware of these. There have been reports in Washington State and Oregon of ballot boxes. These are the mailboxes, the facilities where people are able to drop off their ballots. Those things are being set on fire. Hundreds of ballots went up in smoke in Washington State. We've also gotten reports out of Pennsylvania. And yesterday we had on the congressman from Pennsylvania, Congressman Dan Muser, who confirmed that Democrats were behind the voter fraud allegations that are cropping up all across the state now. So we're not talking about just 2,500 votes that are fraudulent. We're talking about thousands and thousands more in a battleground state. Now, the good news here is that somebody saw something and then somebody said something. And that's good. And we need more of you to do that. But I'm telling you, folks, the Democrats are going to try everything, which is why we've got to get out to the polls. It's got to be too big to rig. And I don't want you to look at the polling data, right? I may mention it to you, but I don't want you to look at that. You, in your mind, we need to be going into Election Day 20 points behind, and we've got to get out there and vote. That's what we've got to do. Now, I know there are many of you that are really concerned about what's going to happen, and I get it. But ladies and gentlemen, as the good book tells us, let not your heart be troubled. We know that God is ultimately in control, And so no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. We're going to go through a rough patch. Look, we've been through a dark winter right now. But I am very optimistic because I believe in the American people. Ironically, the great unknown here is what the Christians are going to do in this country. Will the Christians get up and will they go and vote on Election Day? I know we have a lot of people of faith that listen to this radio show. We have a lot of people that don't go to church that are not Christians that listen to this radio show. And we're not a Christian show, but I happen to be a Christian. And the way I see things, I view world events through my worldview, which is a Christian worldview. And the reality is that there are many churches across this country that have disengaged from the fight. There are young pastors that have been influenced by organizations that are funded by George Soros. You know, the level of damage this one man has done to this country is remarkable. Between George Soros and Barack Hussein Obama, they have come very close to toppling the republic. I want you to just think about that for a moment. The power of those two men. It's really remarkable. But I am concerned about the next couple of days. As hopeful as I am concerned about violence. I am concerned that because of the rhetoric coming from the national media, that they are literally trying to set the stage for another assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Quite frankly, the FCC at this very moment ought to be investigating CNN, MSDNC, CBS News, and ABC News. Their behavior, the things that they're being allowed to say on air, it's putting a target, a bullseye, on conservatives across America. But here's my encouragement to you. Don't be afraid. Don't be bullied. Don't put yourself in that position. If you've got a Trump flag, you fly that Trump flag. If you've got a Trump sign, you post that Trump sign in front of your home, in front of your business. If you got a Trump bumper sticker, put that on your car. Don't be afraid. We've got to stand up and we've got to be loud and proud about this. I want to give you an example of this. I was going to save this for a little bit later on, but this is a great story. So the San Francisco 49ers, they're a bunch of leftist loons over there, and they hate Trump supporters. So on Sunday, you had a Latino family get up there, and they had their tickets. They're excited for the game, the whole family, and everybody's decked out in the red Make America Great Again ball caps, those iconic ball caps. And the security stops them, says, "You can't go into the stadium. You're not allowed in with those ball caps." Now, being San Francisco, if they would have been flying the rainbow flag, they would have been given like special seats on the 50-yard line. But they pulled them aside. Somebody in the middle of all of this pulled out a camera and starts filming the encounter, and you can see it on social media. And the security agents are saying, no, you're not allowed. That message might offend people. And so you've got a choice. You can either throw, literally, this is what they said, you can either throw your red ball cap into the garbage can or you're not going to get into the stadium. Your choice. You can either throw your hat away and go into the game, or you can keep your hat on and you're not getting into the stadium. Now, how many times have we seen the story where the person ends up throwing away the hat, or they skulk and they walk away? This family did not do that. They demanded to speak to the supervisors, and then they wanted to talk to the supervisor. And a long story short here, folks, because that family took a stand, they were not only allowed into the stadium, they were allowed into the stadium wearing their red MAGA ball caps. That's how you have to fight. They're not mean and nasty about it. Nobody, they just said, hey, we want to see what the rules and regulations are. And if there's not a rule, there's not a regulation, you got to let us in. And they did. Meantime, on the right after the game, you had one of the players. What's the guy's name? Nick Bosa? Yeah, Nick Bosa, star player for the 49ers. And he pulls out a white, and I've never seen this this kind of a MAGA hat. It's a white MAGA hat with gold letters. And he video bombed NBC News. NBC News censored that video, ladies and gentlemen. And then every nasty far-left sports writer in the country attacked this guy. I mean, ugly stuff. They're calling him a racist and a Nazi. This is, I'm talking about CBS Sports. I'm talking about ESPN, USA Today. These are nasty people. But the guy standing his ground, Harris Butker, the Kansas City Chiefs kicker, he's a big Trump fan. Folks, you got to stand your ground. You got to stand your ground. You got to be proud to be a Trump supporter. They want you to be embarrassed. They want you to be ashamed, right? They want you to think there's something wrong with you. Oh, that guy, he's a Trump supporter. He's a racist. He's a racist. He's a white supremacist. That guy. Oh, he's a Nazi. 99999999. He's a Nazi. Oh, they're not Nazis. What's wrong with you people? Folks, I'm telling you, the Democrats are cornered. They know what's about to happen on Election Day. They are like a wounded animal, and they are lashing out at all of us. The only argument they have left now is that we're all just a bunch of Nazis. That's it. That's their closing argument. You're going to hear Kamala Harris say that a little bit later on this evening, when she addresses the nation from Washington, D.C. I'm telling you, folks, things are changing in this country. And I suspect, and hear me on this, and I'm anxious to hear your thoughts as well on this. I think it's because the men of America have finally woken up from their slumber. And they've decided, you know what? The problem is in America, and we got a lot of problems, but one of the big ones is that men have not been willing to be men. Men have not been willing to be leaders. And now men, quite frankly, men in America have been behaving like women. And so now all of a sudden, the men of America have woken up, and Donald Trump is responsible for a large part of this. Donald Trump has demonstrated and illustrated that it's okay to be a man in America. A big, strong, brawny guy who may not say all the right things all the time, who may not want to eat at one of the fancy diners but goes down to Mickey D's and grabs a Big Mac. Somebody who loves to watch boxing and fighting. Somebody who cracks an off-color joke. Donald Trump is demonstrating to an entire generation of young men who have been put upon by society. And they've been told, oh, no, no, you have to get in touch with your feelings. And now what's happening? Men across America are waking up, and they're standing up. And those that are sitting down aren't crossing their legs like women anymore, but they're man-spreading. And they're wiping off the nail polish. And they're taking off the moisturizer. And they're cutting off the man buns. And they're driving around in pickup trucks. Pickup trucks, ladies and gentlemen, powered not by batteries, but by good old-fashioned American gasoline. We're being men again. And hear me on this, ladies and gentlemen. I will wager a Chick-fil-A sandwich that those men are going to come out in droves on Election Day. And Donald Trump, and I was thinking about this as I was driving in this morning. It's not just white guys. It's just guys in general. And I know that Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle, I know that they're out there, they're attacking black men for, and they're calling black men sexist or whatever. No, that's not it at all. It has nothing to do with Kamala. It has everything to do with Donald Trump saying it's okay to be a man again in America. And that's a message that is especially resonating with black men in this country. I'm telling you, something exciting is happening here. Yeah, we may have some potholes between now and Election Day. We had one that was a Puerto Rican joke that went bad. But you know what? We got to move on from that now. We've got more important things to focus on. And I want to say this to all of you people out there, and we've got a lot of the conservative influencers that listen to this program. If you're invited to a Trump rally and you get up on that stage, you have one job, and that job is to not disrespect Donald J. Trump. It is not to embarrass Donald J. Trump. It is not to hurt the Trump brand. Your job is not to get up there and make a fool of yourself. Your job is not to get up there and grift. Your job is not to get up there and say something that's going to get Donald Trump in trouble. That's not your job. And if you can't understand those parameters, then your butt doesn't need to be anywhere near a Trump rally. We've got too much at stake. We know what the media is going to do here, folks. We've got to play this one by the book. We've got to stay focused on the big prize here, folks. And that prize is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That prize is the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives. That prize is saving America from the clutches of the Marxist. And I do believe that if all of us do our part, we will win that day, ladies and gentlemen. Are you fired up? Are you ready to go? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999. And my friends at Priority Gold, with over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, will send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now.
You know, Nancy Pelosi sent me to a federal prison. She sent me to a federal prison as a political prisoner to do two things, to make sure that she tried to tamp down the power of this show, right? Tamp down the power of the show, and also to break me. Nancy Pelosi, take out your number two pencil and write this down. This show has never been more powerful. The voices behind it have never been more powerful. The audience has never been more powerful. And we're going to deliver a knockout blow to your progressive insanity on 5 November, and then we're going to secure the deal after that. And number two, the 4 months in federal prison not only didn't break me, it empowered me. I am more energized and more focused than I've ever been in my entire life. And I can see clearly, just like in 2016 and in 2020, exactly what's going on here and what we have to do to defeat it.
Yeah, that was Steve Bannon just a little while ago on War Room. He was released early this morning from the federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, where he'd been held as a political prisoner. Again, folks, understand this. Eric Holder was also charged with contempt of Congress. And Eric Holder was never sent to prison, but Steve Bannon was. Peter Navarro was. Steve Bannon was an exemplary prisoner, and he was eligible for early release, but Biden said no. That tells you what kind of people we're dealing with here. So God bless Steve Bannon, and we're excited to have him back out on the campaign trail. God bless Peter Navarro. God bless you. And I'm curious to hear from you. Have you voted, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. I'm excited to introduce you to Kalshi, the first legal exchange where you can trade on the outcome of real-world events. Now, Kalshi recently got approval to list markets on the upcoming election, making it the first legal platform in 100 years where you can trade on election results. With Kalshi, you can trade on key political events like who will win the presidential election, control of the House and Senate, and even swing state outcomes. Right now, for example, markets are showing a close 50-50 split between between major candidates, meaning you could double your money if you predict the winner. Now, Kalshi has already facilitated over $1 billion in trades, providing a secure and regulated space for people like you to profit from your predictions. And the best part? Well, the election markets are live and ready for trading right now. To get started, sign up using my exclusive link, Kalshi.com/Starnes. That's KALSHI.com/Starnes. And the first 500 people who deposit $50 get an extra $20 credit to trade. Don't miss out. Sign up today and start trading on what you know. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us today. And folks, I'm telling you, it is a good day to be an American. I'm feeling good about all this. President Trump is looking great. Had a big press conference a little while ago at Mar-a-Lago. And the president is in good, good spirits as we head into the home stretch here. So look, here's the point of really the rest of this week. I know some of you maybe a little concerned. Maybe you're fired up, but I want to hear from you, and we're going to walk through this together. Again, the key is getting out the Christian vote. And I'm curious to hear from our Christians out there. Did your pastor say anything about the election on Sunday, this past Sunday? Did any of your pastors mention the importance of this election? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I can tell you, the church I attend, the pastor really did a phenomenal job encouraging people to vote their values. And I think that's a fair thing. You walk into the ballot box and you've got a list of values. You've got a set of values, of beliefs. And I can tell you this right now that there's a lot worse. Look, I get it. You don't like the tweets. You don't like the bad jokes. I get all of that. All right, but the reality is that killing a baby after it comes out of its mother's womb in the delivery room is a whole lot worse. Just want to point that out. All right, let's go to Florida. Mark with us from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to hit on three quick things. Did you listen to the Jake Tapper with Republican Dingo yesterday?
Well, we played it on the radio yesterday. Absolutely.
I mean, that was unbelievable to sit there and say that he's going to put them in camps and this and that when he's being backed by them. And then you had Kamala Harris in Ann Arbor doing a speech, and they're all chanting her name, and she turns around and tells them to chant their own name. And then in Oregon, Washington, you got all these ballot boxes being, you know, these ballots being burned, and I'm wondering if they're going to have a way to recast their ballots.
Well, it's a fair question, and it's not just Oregon, it's Washington State as well. So you had two different states. You had Portland and then Vancouver, where the ballot boxes were being burned. Yeah, that's a good question, and we're trying to get the answer to that. I will say this, that when you look at Jake Tapper, and I want to play some audio here. This is from Jake Tapper and Congresswoman Debbie Dingell last night, cut number 14.
And the Arab American community needs to be reminded and cannot forget. He wants to ban Muslims, he wants to deport Muslims, and he wants to start internment camps. And that's what we are busy talking to every voter. He's telling you what he's going to do. Believe him.
All right. Internment camps? Stop. We'll play the whole thing later. But again, Mark, to your point, they're openly lying. And what they're trying to do is they want somebody over at CNN has made the decision, we're going to be as harebrained conspiracy theorist as possible, and they're going to end up getting Trump shot again. That's what they're doing over at CNN right now.
And I've made that statement. You're exactly right. They're going to get him shot again if they're not careful. You know, I know people that live in Washington State, and they said that they're doing the same thing that you just stated. You know, when Dr. Phil went on to do his speech, you know, I said, oh my gosh, Oprah's going to do him in next. But after that interview with Harris, I think Oprah's going to say, okay, no, Dr. Phil's okay. He can do all the speeches for Trump he wants to do.
Yeah, look, I mean, and I appreciate all those people coming out and speaking, but honestly, it's just Trump, right? He's the star act. He's the guy. He's the headliner. And that's really who people, I think, want to hear from. I mean, I'm glad that Dr. Phil's on Team Trump. I'm glad Hulk Hogan's on Team Trump. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about Donald J.
Yep. And again, Christians, get off your butts. Stop bench warming. Get off your butts and get out and vote, because we won't have another time. This is it. Stop sitting there thinking, oh, no problem. Got to take care of this problem. No, he takes care of those that take care of themselves. Get out and vote. Vote in numbers where it's too big to rig. You have to do it.
Got to. All right, Mark, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening today. I want to go back to something that happened last night on CNN. So at CNN, the Republicans are fighting back now. And so you've got a guy by the name of Ryan Gerdusky, and he was on with Abby Phillips last night, and another guy who is a Muslim, and his name is Mehdi Hassan. And it's a little bit long here, but I want you to hear what happened, because now Gerdusky has been kicked off of CNN forever because of what he said. Cut number eight, please.
If you don't want to be called Nazis, stop doing
it. You're called an anti-Semite. You've been called an anti-Semite more than anyone else's table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people sit there and... No, by me. I never called you an anti-Semite. Okay. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying I don't...
I'm a supporter of the Palestinians. I'm used to it.
Yeah, I hope your beeper doesn't go off. The thing is that...
You should not.
No,
did you just say I should be killed?
No, I did not say that. No, I did not say that.
Hold on. Did your guest just say I should be killed on live TV?
I said I hope
you're... Guys, let me just stop.
You said you hope my beeper doesn't go off.
Guys, you said I'm a supporter
of the Palestinians.
Hamas?
Guys, let me...
I said Palestinian.
Are you?
Am I what? No, of course I'm not.
I apologize.
Are you a racist, violent person inciting violence against me?
Ryan,
that's disgusting.
That is completely...
Then I apologize.
Good job, CNN. Let's have first block say the Muslim guy should be blown up.
I apologize.
On TV.
Don't say I apologize. You literally...
I thought he said Hamas.
You didn't think I said Hamas. I said I supported Palestinian rights.
Yes, I did.
Why? Because when you hear
what's funny is Rudy Giuliani said this yesterday, so you're a great guest to be here to defend Rudy Giuliani.
I wasn't going to entertain nonsense today. And so at this point...
This is what we're in now. This is America in 2024.
Here's what I will say.
Forget the racism.
That's right.
It's I should die.
I didn't say that. You should die.
What does beeper mean? Don't give me a fake
ignorance. I did not say you should die.
Why did you say with my beeper?
What did you mean?
What did you mean by the beeper?
So what did you mean?
What did you mean by the beeper? No, you didn't. You said, I hope your beeper doesn't go off.
Ryan, stop talking.
At least have the guts to support your racist comment.
Hang on. I'm so sorry.
Let her bring it back.
This is why yesterday's rally was disgusting.
Don't call us Nazis, but I'm going to threaten the brown guy as a terrorist and kill him.
Because I didn't ever say Donald Trump was Hitler.
Man.
But do you know who stood on a stage yesterday and said, I want to come to the Nazi rally? I don't have to make up words and call you something. You're saying it for yourself. And what you just said,
Kamala
right
Harris
here,
is a
apologize,
pimp.
But I will tell you, I don't accept that apology, and you didn't even
say
it to
me. That's fine. I didn't say it to you.
That was disgusting. But I can be offended when you don't even say it to me. I'm not Puerto Rican, but I was offended by what he said yesterday. And I'm offended that the former president and potentially future president would allow it and go for 12 hours and not say, I don't care. Because you know what? When Kamala Harris put out statements about switching up opinions, it wasn't good enough for Republicans.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you said it.
Well,
all right. I wanted you to hear all of that, because I know nobody really watches CNN anymore. So you may have missed that. So a couple of things here. So all of this started because you had the Muslim dude, the so-called self-identified brown Palestinian, out there calling Mr. Gerdusky a Nazi, right? So what did Mr. Gerdusky do? He finally said enough is enough, and he said, and he talked about the pagers going. He goes, well, I hope your pager doesn't go off. So then all hell breaks loose. How dare you? How dare you? You said you wanted to have me blown up. Actually, he didn't. If you listen to what Gerdusky said, what he said was, I hope your pager does not go off. So he was hoping that he wasn't blown to smithereens because he's a radical Hamas supporter. Right? You don't believe me? Let's go back and listen to the very first part of it again. Cut number eight.
If you don't want to be called Nazis, stop doing
it. You're called an anti-Semite. You've been called an anti-Semite more than anyone else's table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people sit there and... No, by me. I never called you an anti-Semite. Okay. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying I don't...
I'm a supporter of the Palestinians, so I'm used to it.
I hope your beeper doesn't go off. The thing...
All right, there you go. See, hey, I hope your beeper doesn't go off. I hope you don't get blown to smithereens. You hope you got your legs and your hands and your eyeballs. That was a very nice, cordial thing to say. especially since a lot of beepers been going off lately. But I want to go back to something here. So that's what set him off. How dare you? How dare you attack a Muslim man? Who do you think you are? So they weren't upset that Hassan was out there calling people Nazis, calling Trump supporters Nazis. That's okay on CNN. You can do that. But God forbid. So now Gerdusky has been banished from CNN. He's no longer allowed on their airwaves. Cut number five.
Hey, I'm sure everyone has seen what happened on the show tonight. I just wanted to address one quick thing. As you may have seen, Ryan was asked to leave the show, and we have put out a statement saying that he's not welcome back on our air. There is a line here on this program, and it was crossed. But I want to be clear as well that we did not ask Mehdi to not come back. In fact, we really wanted him to come back and finish the show. We had a lot to talk to him about. And we really hope that he'll join us again soon. But for those of you who are wondering why he did not come back, I just want to be super clear that that was not in any way because we didn't want him back at all. And I won't speak for him, but I just wanted to make sure that you all knew that that was not what happened there.
I'm just going to say this. If something happens to a Trump supporter out there, God forbid something happens to a Trump supporter, and I don't think anything will because most of you guys are law-abiding gun owners, so you're able to protect yourself. And most of the Trump supporters are manly men who can take care of themselves in a fight, especially with these radicalized Subaru drivers. But let me say something here about Abby Phillips and Jake Tapper and Anderson Cooper. God forbid a Trump supporter is harmed, they should be charged with crimes. They should be held as accessories because what they're doing is they are literally putting a bullseye on every single Trump supporter in America. The idea that it's okay to call Trump supporters Nazis, but God forbid you allude to the fact that somebody may be a Hamas supporter. Now, we were able to go back and find some audio from Mr. Hassan, and this is a very bad guy. You're going to hear audio, and it's a little hard to hear, so I want to make sure you understand what you're about to hear. Mehdi Hassan, the person that CNN is ferociously defending, once compared homosexuals to pedophiles and once said that non-Muslims are animals. That would be people like you and me, Gentiles and Jews. He said Gentiles and Jews are animals. Cut number 13.
In Islam, the ends do not justify the means. This idea is totally alien to Islam. In Islam, what is halal is halal, what is haram is haram. We do not bend our law, our morality, for our short-term aims. Never. And we never lose the moral high ground. If we know anything as Shias of Muhammad, as Shias of Ali, as Shias of Hassan, as Shias of Hussein, we know that keeping the moral high ground is key. Once we lose the moral high ground, we are no different from the rest of the non-Muslims, from the rest of those human beings who live their lives as animals, bending any rule to fulfill any desire. Once we do that, we are lost.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So CNN is now on the record supporting and defending a man who believes that Jews and Gentiles are animals and that homosexuals are pedophiles. That's who they're defending over at CNN. All right, so I'm curious here. What do you think about my idea? Any Trump supporter gets injured or harmed, we ought to be holding CNN and MSDNC accountable. 901-260-5926, our number, that's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use my pillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever. A lot of you folks are already starting to do some early Christmas shopping, and want to encourage you to head over to the Todd Stearns store. That's toddstearns.com. We have all sorts of wonderful gifts. Of course, autographed copies of my new book, and I'll personally inscribe those for your special person. All you have to do is order at toddstearns.com, click on the store, and I love the pairing of the biscuit book and the Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug. That's a lot of fun. But we also have T-shirts, and we are in the process of overhauling our entire store. We're going to have some pretty awesome merch coming up in the next few months. All right, let's go to the phones here. Georgia, Regina is listening to us on WDUN. What's on your mind today?
Hi, this is back to the original question you asked a while ago about our pastor mentioning anything about voting and politics on Sunday.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he didn't, but he did have a speaker come to us on the Wednesday night before that, and he talked about the ecclesia, which is a called-out body to rule and govern and to call the will of heaven to be done on earth. And we know that the church, the ecclesia. So he talked about that and said that, yes, we are to be involved in politics. And at the time that they called it the ecclesia back then, it was in Roman times. And they had the Jewish people had a lot of rights within that ecclesia. They had the right to call on the Romans to do something about the, you know, Jesus, that they didn't agree with, of course, the Sadducees and Pharisees, and to do something about him. So anyway, it's the gist of it is that we are to be involved in politics because the ecclesia was, and it hasn't changed. And so we are to pray and know what to do and to vote.
Well, well said, Regina, and I'm glad that, you know, your church is talking about it. Far too many are not, and that's a big problem. So, again, when you've got 40, 45 million Christians out there who are either who are just not voting, some of those are registered, others are not. But when you've got that many people not voting, that's a massive problem. Regina, thank you for that. Let's go to Murph in Tennessee, a Germantown, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Murph. What's on your mind?
Dr. Stearns, I caught the tail end of your recording with that leader of Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, and everything else. And I hope your listeners are listening, because what he is saying, Dr. Stearns, is word for word, exact for exact, what the Quran commands devout Muslims to do. Jews are pigs. You and I, non-believers, are the devil. Now, if anybody has a question about that, would highly suggest that you read Winston Churchill's commentary on Islam and John Quincy Adams' commentaries on Islam. And what's frightening is that the First Amendment protects freedom of religion. But Madison and Jefferson and Rush, their religion, quote unquote, was Christianity and its different forms. Islam is a theocracy, okay? No one can understand the Quran except the men that read it. And when Muhammad felt that he made a mistake or did not have control over certain areas, he produced the Hadith, which is like saying, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't let homosexuals and women have any part of society, and because it violates Allah, who happens to be the moon god of Saudi Arabia, because it violates his wisdom. So that's food for thought. Islam is dangerous.
Well, of course it is, Murph. They want to kill Jews. They want to kill Christians. They want to throw the gays off of the rooftops. And it is very bad. And we cannot. And again, these are the kinds of people that CNN are now defending for whatever reason. Murph, I got to run. We're late for a break here. Folks, hang tight. Hour two coming up. 901-260-5926. That's our number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Hello. How are you guys doing? We're in the middle of ordering lunch for the staff today. So my apologies. I think we're ordering from Lenny's. Do you guys have a Lenny's in your... I think that's a Memphis-based sandwich shop, and I'm a big Lenny's fan. They actually have a great Philly cheesesteak. It's the best... Let me say this about Lenny's, which is a Memphis... it's a Memphis fast food joint. They do sandwiches. If you fly into Memphis International, you would be well-served. And I know this may sound like heresy. Skip Chick-fil-A and walk across the hall to Lenny's. They have the best Philly cheesesteak outside of Philadelphia. That's my Lenny's pitch to you. Anyway, great to have you with us. This is hour two of the big show. We've got a lot going on this hour. Our good friend Liz Peek's going to drop by a little bit later on. Also, Ben Dieter from KWAM is going to drop by. You never know what Dieter's going to say. He was actually in Chicago over the weekend, so we'll have to find out how that adventure went. Hey, before we go to the phone lines here, I want to share this item with you from James Blair. He is the political director of the Trump 2024 campaign and the RNC. There are shenanigans going on in Pennsylvania that you need to be aware of. And, you know, what I find fascinating about all of this is that they're going to tell you, the media, there are no shenanigans. We have the most secure voting situation in the world. It may take us months to figure out who won, but it's secure. Well, this is happening right now. This is the final day of early voting in Pennsylvania. And there has been a massive turnout of Republicans. So here's what's going on. This is according to Mr. Blair, and they've got the video to back this up. Democrats are pretending to be election officials, and they're walking through the line. And when I say lines, there are lines, it looks like about a quarter mile to a half mile long of people waiting to vote. This is in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. That's a suburb of Philadelphia. And the Democrats are disguising themselves as election officials, and they're going up to people standing in line and telling them that they can't vote today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is voter intimidation. Those people may as well have a gun, like the Black Panthers, terrorizing people and intimidating them. This is unacceptable. But again, ladies and gentlemen, know your rights. And if you are standing in line to vote today, do not leave. You have a right to vote. I don't care if you're in Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, or wherever. So do not let the election officials turn you away during operating hours. And by the way, if you are disenfranchised, and this is for our Pennsylvania listeners, if you are disenfranchised, if you are not allowed to vote and you're standing in line, you need to go to the following website. Write this down, pa.protectthevote.com. That's pa.protectthevote.com. And you will be submitting a report directly to RNC and Trump lawyers. But we're not going to tolerate this, folks. And also, if you are seeing voter fraud, if you're seeing voter intimidation, I want you to give us a call and let us know about it, and we're going to pass it along directly to the Trump campaign. But it's all hands on deck. We know the Democrats are going to pull shenanigans. This is why we have the Too Big to Rig movement. And God bless you, because so many of you are standing in line, and I was honored to be holding a sign over the weekend. I volunteered for one of our local candidates, a great guy. If you live in Memphis, Tennessee, and you want to elect a good man to the state house, his name is Mark White, and I was honored to be able to hold a sign for him at one of the polling stations. These are good and decent people. We got to get out the vote, and it was so exciting to see people coming out and voting, casting their votes. So many people at church came up to me on Sunday, and they said, Todd, I voted for the first time. Todd, this is my daughter. This is my son. They just voted for the first time. I don't know who they voted for. I kind of suspect. I kind of know. I mean, you know, if you love Jesus, you're going to vote for a Republican. You're not a godless heathen, for crying out loud. But anyway, that's besides the point. You got to go and vote, and you got to vote your values. All right, let's go to Ron, listening to us on WRWH in beautiful Cleveland, Georgia. Hi, Ron. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a new label I'd like to share with you, and it's for anyone who does not vote. And that label is guilty bystander.
Ooh, I like that. Why guilty bystander? I like that phrase.
Well, we have innocent bystander. You know, if you're standing on a street corner or whatever and something happens, you know, you're innocent, you don't know anything about it, but guilty bystander, you're guilty of bystanding and standing to the side and not getting involved in not voting.
I like
that. Have your voice heard.
Ron, that's a brilliant move. I love that. Well done, sir.
Great, great. I also like to share a parable in the Bible about voting. Really, and that's Proverbs 29:2. And it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
Well,
so voting gives us an opportunity to be able to rejoice.
Yes, it does. And I'm seeing a lot of people rejoicing out there. As a matter of fact, Ron, there have been a lot of photos and video of people coming out of the polling station doing the Trump dance, you know, the YMCA dance.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty joyful in my estimation. All right, Ron, great call, and thank you for listening to WRWH, great radio station. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So I got this every Monday. We get the church newsletter, and it's always well done. And I want to read to you what they sent to us. They said, our engagement as Christians is vitally important if we expect to see biblical values represented at the ballot box. And they offered three things about your vote, and I think this is pretty good stuff. And again, this is for the Christians who are not going to vote, all right? I want you to think about this. First of all, a vote is not a Valentine. We're not casting a vote because someone is cool or cute or funny or whether or not we even like the candidate. It is what the candidate brings in terms of policies and administration. It's a great point. Second, a vote is not a sacrament. Some Christians sit it out and don't vote at all because they can't vote for a sinful leader. Well, no candidate is without flaws. Can we support either of them? What should we consider at the ballot box? Well, if Christians are to be salt and light, as Jesus said, then we should vote for policies that slow moral and cultural decay. if you listen carefully, you will hear the worldview behind the candidate. And the worldview will drive the policies that affect us all. Vote wisely. These are all very well thought out ideas. Third, a ballot box is not a mailbox. Some Christians might think that voting is to make a point, like writing in a third candidate, for example. Anybody want to remember Willard Mitt Romney? But no one will ever get that message. The purpose is not to make a point, but to make a difference. So vote with biblical wisdom about the policies and positions, dare I say, worldview, that matter, regardless of the preferred or despised personalities at the top of the ticket. I love this. This is great. Now, I want to read this last part because a lot of Christians get hung up on this, and I love the way our pastor described this. Jesus is on the throne and rules all things. Only he has our hearts and our allegiance. Our citizenship is in his kingdom. But as we sojourn here in this nation with its privileges and opportunities to have a voice of righteousness, let's take advantage of the chance to be heard on core issues that matter to our faith. I love this. This is probably one of the best illustrations I've heard. And by the way, if you're looking for a good church in Germantown, Tennessee, you got to check out Germantown Baptist Church. I mean, there's something happening at Germantown Baptist Church. People are getting saved. I mean, lives are being changed. Pastor's not afraid to preach from the Word of God. That's exciting what's happening over there. I want to play some audio. This is from our good friend, Paul Chappell, pastor at Lancaster Baptist Church in California, West Coast Baptist College. Dr. Chappell's a regular on the show. And he was actually speaking about this Sunday to his congregation, Cut 11.
For several years, children have been actively proselytized into the cult of the transsexual and LGBTQ identity. It has been forced upon them at every level, every month in school. And what we see in Amram and Jochebed is that they were parents who made a choice. They made a choice to protect their children. And I believe every parent needs to make this choice today as we see a culture that is flaunting sin before children, that is paying for brutal mutilation of surgery for children. We need to step aside and look at this from a biblical perspective and do all that we can to protect our families.
He's 1,000% spot on accurate. And what impresses me is that Pastor Chappell is preaching from California, northern Los Angeles County. Some 8,000-9,000 people go to this church every Sunday to hear preaching like that. And with preaching like that, let me tell you what's going to happen in California. Things are going to start changing. It's going to take some time, but things are going to change in California. You look, a couple of Sundays ago, I was invited to attend Calvary Chapel Chino Hills in Orange County, California. 20,000 people going out to the worship services there, and they are literally a voter registration drive. You can accept Jesus Christ, get baptized, register to vote, and cast a vote all in one day at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. That's biblical. That is American, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes, we are not a Christian talk show in the sense of being a Christian church talk show, but it's vitally important that we express our worldview. When Christians stay home and don't vote, very bad things happen. And I'm just going to say this right now. Christians, you don't like Donald Trump? I don't care. You've got a choice. One candidate wants to save unborn babies. The other wants to kill them when they're coming out of the mother's womb. You got a choice. And if you don't vote for Donald Trump, Christians, you're voting for Kamala Harris. It's really that simple. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRite, it's not just a dream. It's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRite grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRite movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRite is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax TV, the Todd Stern Show. We're going to have a lot of fun. You can watch on YouTube live. It's a lot of fun. Speaking of Newsmax, I know a lot of you folks are doing some end-of-the-year planning as far as your investments go. You got to check out NewsmaxInvest.com. You may be eligible to actually buy preferred shares in Newsmax. We've got a planned IPO, but listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program, you may have the opportunity to buy those shares before any IPO, but you have to go to NewsmaxInvest.com to figure out all that information. By the way, Forbes magazine is calling Newsmax a news powerhouse. It is now one of the top U.S. news brands, primarily because of the Todd Stearns Show. We just speak truth here, ladies and gentlemen. So again, NewsmaxInvest.com. Check with your financial advisor, your attorney, before you make any final decisions. But again, if you have questions, go right now to NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Robert joining us on WSIC today. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hey, one issue primarily. I mean, the election is all about all kinds of issues. I think most people understand the biggest part of them. The one I want to focus in on today is the abortion issue, which is not, should not be a political issue. It's actually a moral issue. Women are constantly complaining that it's my body and my choice. Well, it is their choice. If they would choose not to get pregnant when they don't want to have a baby, it would not be an issue at all.
Yeah, Robert, well, I mean, again, that's an issue, it's driving a lot of people to the ballot box. You've certainly got the pro-abortion crowd out there, and honestly, that is the number one, well, that's the number two campaign issue for Kamala Harris. Number one, her platform is Trump is Hitler. Number two, kill your baby. I mean, that's pretty much the Democrat Party agenda right now.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, Robert, I appreciate your call. Thank you for that. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Have you heard this crazy story out of Mississippi? This is insane. So there's a guy who anchors the news, a TV station in South Mississippi, I think in the Biloxi area. WLOX is the TV station. And the guy's name is David Elliott, and he's been working there, forget this, for nearly 40 years. Can you imagine? We'll have to ask Ben Dieter. Ben Dieter, could you imagine working at KWAM for 40 years? This guy was there for most of his career, and he actually joked that he planned to die of old age in his anchor chair. And you're never going to believe what happened. No, Dylan, he did not drop dead in his anchor chair. Come on, stop being morbid. No, he's still alive. But he got fired. Dylan, do we have this audio? All right, I'm going to play. This is what happened. So Dave Elliott is the news anchor at WLOX. He was off the clock. He looked like he's in his backyard. It's right along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And here's what he was talking about. This is what he said in the off hours.
This is so unlike me because I'm usually a vote, vote, vote guy. I'd like to see 100% voter turnout, whether it's for your local sheriff or president of the United States. But if your hatred for Donald Trump is so strong, that's kind of a sickness, by the way, but if it's so strong that you're planning to go in that voting booth and vote for Kamala Harris, Do you listen to her? Do you know anything about her? Anyway, do yourself, do the country, do the world a favor, and just sit it out. Stay home. Don't vote. This has been a public service announcement.
So the company apparently is anti-Trump, so they fired Dave Elliott, the news anchor, 40 years in the anchor chair, and they fired the guy. WLOX. We're going to talk to Ben Dieter about that coming up in the after the bottom of the hour here. But do you think the TV station did the right thing here? The guy talking on his own private personal social media page, and he's saying, hey, look, if you hate Trump that much, that's going to drive you to vote for Kamala Harris, you're better off not voting. It's actually a fair thought. Anyway, we're going to try to get Dave on the radio show this week. Wow, I feel horrible for the guy. 901-260-5926. Did the TV station do the right thing? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available. And it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, welcome back. By the way, this is terrible. A Harris campaign organizer is in a little bit of hot water. Well, she's really not, but she ought to be. She says she has a message for all of you white women in the Rust Belt states, and she's saying blank white women, F-word white women. So there is no outrage because it's okay. The media says it's okay to hate white people. So anyway, I don't know what you white women are doing out there in West Virginia, but you have earned the ire of one of the Harris campaign organizers. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Ben Dieter is here, host of Wake Up Memphis, the number one morning show in Memphis, Tennessee. Is that right? Am I accurate here?
That's correct. Not fake news. Number one and number 7 in the nation for morning shows.
I'm not going to have to give you a raise for that, am I?
Christmas is coming.
Oh, geez, right?
Christmas is coming.
All right. Well,
that bonus better be fat, especially if Trump wins. You're going to have more money in your coffers.
Oh, this is true. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun. I mean,
better be because if we do lose, then I'm quitting.
Nobody's going to have to pay taxes anymore, basically, and we're going to charge at the wazoo for these tariffs.
Apparently so. Dieter, you look a little older, by the way. Just a smidge.
Still looking spry,
still looking fly, but you look a bit older, okay? Hey, you traveled around the sun. It's going to happen to everybody. But, guys, he hobbled up the stairs a little bit this morning.
I did not hobble. No, I...
It's what happens, Todd. It's okay.
What do you mean it's what happens?
What happens? Age does not discriminate.
You're a child. What do you know about anything? You know nothing.
I know. I just know that there's a ton of cake still downstairs. So, happy birthday. Do we continue? It's like birthday week around here for Todd.
Hey, I like that. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting for the William Sausage truck to drop by. I could use some sausage patties.
Oh, they do drop by frequently.
Mm-hmm. Or that delicious. There's a great place out in the country in Eads, Tennessee. And it's kind of like a hole in the wall, but they have great barbecue ham sandwiches.
I'm hearing we're getting more pickles for your birthday.
Get out.
Yeah. We're not rehashing Picklegate and pickles on the Todd Stern Show, but they're coming.
Don and Sarah coming across the river.
With Sarah's pickles.
I love it.
A birthday pickle.
Ben Dieter, I want to play. You're a news guy, and I want to get your take on this. The gentleman's voice you're going to hear belongs to Dave Elliott. He is a television news anchor in Biloxi, Mississippi. WLOX. That's over in the Pascagoula area. I know we got a lot of Pascagoula listeners. So, he's been on the job 40 something years at the same TV station.
It's insane. That's so long.
Well, the beaches are very nice down there. Redneck Riviera. Mm. Cost of living is great. Anyway, here's what he had to say. It turns out the guy's pro-Trump. And here's what he had to say.
This is so unlike me because I'm usually a vote, vote, vote guy. I'd like to see 100% voter turnout, whether it's for your local sheriff or president of the United States. But if your hatred for Donald Trump is so strong... That's kind of a sickness, by the way. But if it's so strong that you're planning to go in that voting booth and vote for Kamala Harris, do you listen to her? Do you know anything about her? Anyway, do yourself, do the country, do the world a favor, and just sit it out. Stay home. Don't vote. This has been a public service announcement.
Wow. So he didn't do this on the job. It looked like he was in his backyard and posted on his Twitter feed. And now Dave Elliott has been fired. He is no longer employed at the TV station. Did they do the right thing by firing the guy?
Honestly, I wouldn't want to be at that news organization. And this is WLOX. Mm-hmm. He says that they do not like his political views, okay? But imagine for one second if the chick anchor, I don't know if there was a chick anchor working at WLOX in Mississippi, had gone out there and said basically the very same thing, which is that Trump is a threat to democracy. Do you think she would have lost her job? That's the question. I don't think that this news organization would have given her the heave-ho. I'm glad he did it. I just looked at his Twitter. It's gotten a lot of interaction. So who knows? Maybe he'll get picked up by, I don't know, a bigger news corporation.
I think he's got a smoker's voice. Did you pick that up?
You've got to be if you've been a news anchor.
You got to smoke something to make it through today. So Gray Television owns this particular TV station. They are based in Atlanta, Georgia. They own about 180 radio or TV stations around the nation, and they own the one there in Biloxi, Mississippi. And I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, did the TV station do the right thing by firing this guy? Again, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926.
I think a lot of people, Todd, think that their local TV stations don't hate Trump like maybe your network televisions. You've been airing the rhetoric coming from MSNBC and CNN, and I could go on. The local affiliates can sometimes be just as bad, if not worse.
You know who they own? They own a station in Memphis, Channel 5, WMC.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm not surprised by that. Yes, this is an anti-Trump television company.
Absolutely. So even the Fox affiliates, you've got to be careful. Think of your local television station in your hometown. There's typically a Fox affiliate and an ABC, and they see the word Fox News, and they think that they're going to be fair and balanced. And those affiliates, no, you go into those local newsrooms, those anchors, a lot of times those producers, they hate the views of half the country. And just because it's local and you go to a fair and you see the local news anchor and the hometown chick that does the news every night does not mean that they appreciate your views.
If I were to if I had the opportunity to buy a TV station here in Memphis, it would become the number one TV station in the market. And the reason why is we would be fair and balanced. And because the conservatives don't have a shot here, the only outlet, and I'm talking TV, radio, digital, newspapers, the only outlet in this city that gives a fair and balanced coverage is KWAM radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, we would be the number one TV station in the market.
Well, there's a couple of TV stations that are almost bankrupt here in the city, so hang around, Todd. You might be able to pick it up for a penny.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well, keep
not
me up
naming
there.
Any names. We've got to have...
yeah, don't name names, but you can tell me in the commercial break.
I will.
What's your take here, Ben Dieter, on the story last night, CNN, you had Abby Phillips, and they have now banned Ryan Gerdusky from their channel because he made a joke about the pagers.
So that was hilarious television. That was probably the best CNN's ratings have been in a long time.
Can we play that again? I love hearing you. I just want to hear the first part of it again.
And it was a kind message. He was saying, don't explode yourself.
Yeah, we don't want you. I don't want your head to blow off or anything. Let's take a listen.
If you don't want to be called Nazis, stop doing
you're called an anti-Semite. You've been called an anti-Semite more than anyone else at this table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people with their no, by me. I never called you an anti-Semite. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying I don't.
I'm a supporter of the Palestinians. I'm used to it.
Yeah, I hope your beeper doesn't go off.
It sounds like something I would have said.
So, yeah, 100%. Okay. So we've got to reject the premise that if you vote for a Republican that you are a Nazi. Here's a headline just by Daily Mail. Melania Trump sat down with Fox this morning to insist that her husband is not Hitler. Is that where we're at? Like, she has to sit on the curvy couch just to declare that her husband is not the guy that slaughtered over 6 million Jews? Maybe well more than that? And I just reject the premise that just because we support President Trump, that makes all of you guys listening to this program Nazi sympathizers. How do we stoop to that level? Reject it.
Well, I'm not even sure we're sympathizers. I think they think we're Nazis, too.
Wait, but how? And like, the Madison Square Garden rally, Todd, where all of this, which they were saying that it was Nazism before the rally took place. Then they were saying it was Nazi propaganda during it. And then, of course, after. Where are they getting the link? The Puerto Rico comment? I mean, what about that was the 30s back in Germany? I'm trying to see how they're crossing, going from point A to point B. It's bizarre.
Megyn Kelly, she was not a big fan of the Madison Square Garden rally, and she said there was too much testosterone at the rally. That's coming from Megyn Kelly, and she said that they're clearly whoever was in charge of organizing that rally. What did she called it? Brotastic. Do they have no women advising their campaign?
A great question. I think, I guess there was Elise Stefanik and there was Melania Trump. Oh, and Tulsi Gabbard. Outside of that, it was Trump's sons and Trump's sons' friends. And I think when you look at how this race is going to be won in under 7 days and the margins, Todd, where independents, that voter matters, that vote matters. Women, that vote also matters. And what may not be insensitive to listeners of the Todd Stern Show might be sensitive, and those jokes may have fallen flat to suburbia in the middle of the country.
I'm getting crushed right now on Twitter because I posted an item and I said, look, if you're invited to speak at a Trump rally, your job is to not do anything that would harm the candidate. That's a big deal. And so I'm getting crushed for that now. And they're like, oh, you can't take a joke, Stern. No, the problem is the joke wasn't funny, and nobody in that auditorium laughed at the joke either. That guy could cost Donald Trump votes. Now, there are people out there who say, well, we don't want those people. Okay, you don't want the Puerto Ricans to vote for you? Okay, all right. You don't want the Christians to vote? Okay, all right, that's fine. You just take those folks off the ledger. But the problem is when you're deleting people from the ledger, you're making it that much harder to win on Election Day.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something that might be a tad controversial because it was when I said it this morning. I think that Nikki Haley should have been at that rally. And it's a shame that she's not campaigning with him at all.
You see, I don't think that's controversial. I understand why it's controversial, but it shouldn't be. Now, I want to go back to Carrie Lake back when she was running in the last election cycle. Was she running for governor?
Governor.
And what did she tell the John McCain supporters, I don't need you, go to hell.
Yeah, verbatim.
Okay, fine. Well, and you know what? If you're a John McCain supporter, all right, fine, no problem. Guess what happened? They stayed home and did not vote on Election Day, and she lost. Mm-hmm. So you can have that mindset, but it's like there's this strain of conservatism, and their vision is this. You will either believe exactly what we believe right down to the very last period, or else you can't hang out with us. That's going to lose you elections.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to say it, but it's going to lose you elections. You're always going to be a loser.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So the point of this, and Trump actually alluded to this in the Joe Rogan interview, Trump's got to be very careful who he surrounds himself with. Because you've got a lot of folks that don't have Trump's instincts. And I think that extends to the immediate family. Sometimes you are not well served by your immediate family. Yeah. That's just politics.
Yeah.
It's a skill. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Trump talking about that. Cut 20. This is from the Joe Rogan interview.
The biggest mistake I made was I picked some people. I picked some great people, you know. But you don't think about that. I picked some people that I shouldn't have picked. I picked a few people that I shouldn't have picked. And
neocons?
Yeah, neocons, or bad people, or disloyal people, or
people that were just
people
bad.
That were into the
you know,
people
got bad
that,
advice.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, you reading about him a little bit today, a guy like Kelly who was a bully, but a weak person. You know more about bullies than anybody probably around because you deal in a certain sport where the bullies are exposed very quickly.
Yeah.
Why Nikki Haley?
Well, I think that the stakes of this election are worth getting even the war hawks out there. Let's face it, the Republican Party was the party of being war hawks for years. I know now it's more isolationist and America first and America only. There's a lot of people that are war hawks out there and a lot of people that supported Nikki Haley, specifically women. And if you look at how narrow this race will be won in these key battleground states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, I really don't care if we pick up as many people to build a coalition as possible, because the alternative is a party that has sworn that day one they will eliminate the Electoral College. To do that, they've got to get rid of the filibuster. Then they will pack the Supreme Court. As Elon Musk has said many times, if they win on November 5th, there will never be another election. So if I have to plug my nose and extend an olive branch to some of these people like Nikki Haley to get across the finish line in 7 days, what we win, that's all it takes, and that's all that matters.
I'm going to up your Nikki Haley to a George W. Bush. I would have liked to have seen some sort of an olive branch extended there, too.
But can you imagine some in the ecosystem of conservatives?
Oh.
They would be like condemning George Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, for backing Donald Trump. It would be actually a negative for Donald Trump.
But the reality is it unites groups of people. Again, this is talking, he's building a coalition. That's what Trump is doing. If you go back and look at the Madison Square Garden rally, there are not many conservatives or Republicans that were actually invited to speak.
No.
I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, I'm just curious. You know, Tulsi Gabbard announces that she's a Republican. What does that mean to Tulsi Gabbard? Okay, are you pro-life now? Are you for a limited government? Are you pro-traditional marriage now? What exactly is it that makes you a Republican? I mean, I'm glad she's a Republican, but why are you a Republican? So, again, if somebody like a Tulsi Gabbard, if there's room for someone like Tulsi Gabbard in the Republican, Trump's Republican Party,
there must be room for Nikki Haley.
For Nikki Haley,
I'm sorry.
Or a George W. Bush.
Yeah.
No, I get it. But to your point, there are people in that America First movement who would be enraged over that.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of mentality is going to lose elections. That's all. And by the way, you Christians out there, one more thing. Ben, if the Democrats take control of Congress, they will pass through and they will sign into law the Equality Act. The mm-hmm. Equality Act will give the government the right to go in and shut down your church and arrest your pastor for violating hate crimes.
Yep.
That's it. So you want to play stupid games on Election Day, Christians? You're going to win stupid prizes, and your preacher is going to be in prison right next to Steve Bannon and Todd Starnes.
I'll bail you out. Don't worry. Just pay me good at Christmas time.
I'm working on it, yeah. All right. Ben Dieter, good hearing from you. Wow, you were kind of fired up today.
I know.
Well, all right.
We have a country to save, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Ben Dieter, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And by the way, President Trump has really been generous with my new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And it is probably one of, I've heard from so many of the reviewers, and they're saying it is one of the most inspirational books they have read, and they've never laughed so hard as well. And I'm excited about that because I wanted people to get a good laugh, but I also wanted people to be inspired. And President Trump says that this is the one book that Americans need to read before Election Day. You read this book, and folks, I'm telling you, you're going to run out of your house, and you're going to go down, and you're going to cast a ballot to save this country. So get a copy right now. You can do so by going to toddstearns.com in our store. You can also order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you get your books. But get a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. All right, hang tight, folks. Hour three of the big show coming up. Your calls as well.
Balance of Nature Supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a doctor myself. I've used it, and I've turned a lot of my patients on to it as well. It's a good product.
I've actually taken the bottles up to them, and you know, my doctor, he tells me, keep doing it.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN. My PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it. Just think it is a marvelous product.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature Supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Coming up in just a little while, we're going to give you some more details on this Media Matters New York Times hit piece. They're going after around 30 prominent conservatives on social media, among them Tucker Carlson and Ben Shapiro, and they're wanting YouTube, and the New York Times and Media Matters are going to be putting pressure on YouTube to deplatform and demonetize conservatives. Now, I can tell you that the Todd Starnes show on YouTube has now been demonetized. So we are no longer monetized. I have no idea if this is part of all of that or not, but we know of at least 30 prominent conservatives that are being targeted here. This is why we encourage you to go to our Rumble channel. We really put most of our time and energy in Rumble, and they love free speech over there. We've never been targeted. We've never been hit. And quite frankly, we have a lot more fun with our audience over on Rumble because there is no censorship. So I would encourage you to check out rumble.com/Todd Starnes, or you can just go on Rumble and you can find us live. We have a lot of people hanging out with us today on our live chat. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Say hello to our good friend. She is a Fox News and TheHill.com columnist, Liz Peek. Liz, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on.
You know, Liz, it's interesting watching the media's behavior over really the past couple of weeks and their coverage of the Madison Square Garden event. CNN banning a conservative commentator. It's really shocking to see them just picking up the water and carrying the water for Kamala Harris.
But it isn't any great surprise. And I think we are now in a place where they are scrambling like crazy not to restore their credibility, which if I were one of these organizations, I would hope would at least be top of mind, but rather to do everything they possibly can to help Kamala Harris win this election. I mean, all of these legacy media sites, all of these commentators have become shills for the Democratic Party. I mean, it's pretty astonishing because I really, you know, you think back to the golden age of the major broadcasters, and I think they would have been embarrassed to be accused of doing that. Certainly, they were always middle left, I would say, more pro-Democrat than pro-Republican. But remember, there was an era in our country when they were required to have balanced coverage because they were getting licenses from the government that were worth a fortune. And everybody kind of went along with that. It was sort of thought that that was the right thing to do. And my goodness, how we have lost that thread.
Well, you're not kidding. But in spite of all of that, Liz, in spite of the mountain of just vitriolic news coverage, I mean, they're calling Trump supporters Nazis out there. Just disgusting. In spite of all of that, I mean, there is momentum here. And I know you wrote a column about that. And are you sensing that momentum shift?
Oh, I think you have to see that. I mean, the polling has shifted. A lot of the major polls like New York Times, Siena, and Ipsos polling and so forth that had Kamala Harris up 3 points or more several weeks ago and now show the race tied, in some cases show Trump ahead by 1 point. Certainly he has surged, it seems, in the battleground states. I think people are just tuning out the mainstream media and just not paying any attention to things like these Trump fascism comments and likening Trump to Hitler and so forth. And you know, even her major super PAC, the number one super PAC raising money for Kamala Harris, sent out an advisory a couple of days ago to the party and to her followers saying, look, this isn't working. People just don't believe you. So start talking policy again. That's what, you know, poll after poll, survey after survey, conversations with Kamala Harris would-be voters keep saying, hey, we just don't know enough about her. Well, if all you do is talk about how Trump is Hitler, you know, guess what? They're not going to learn very much. So I thought that was very telling. But momentum, yeah. I mean, why do you think several newspapers now have declined to endorse her? Several unions have declined to endorse her. You have Trump up in New Hampshire, winning New Hampshire, which Joe Biden won by 7 points in 2020. You know, the polls in Virginia are tightening. And this today, you know, Kamala Harris took, I think, $2 million worth of ad money out of North Carolina. I think they basically have ceded North Carolina to the Trump campaign. It's going to be very interesting to see where they put that money to work, because I don't think every battleground state is hers by any means. So they're all, look, here's a message to Trump supporters. It's not over. You have to go and vote because there's already shenanigans aplenty that we have to be concerned about. I think it's very close in some of these battleground states. And if you want Trump to win, you got to go vote. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line. And we have been hearing the reports. And again, these are all, and we've been pretty careful about this. We want to make sure law enforcement's involved, district attorneys involved, and that way we can, you know, again, verify that this is accurate. But there are substantiated reports of voter fraud allegations in Pennsylvania that involve thousands of ballots. Today, we have video that just came out of voters in Bucks County. It looks like Democrats are dressing up as election officials and telling people, pulling them out of line and saying they can't vote.
Outrageous. Can you imagine that?
It's disgusting. And then you've got the ballot boxes being set on fire out in Washington State and Oregon, Liz.
Yeah, that seems fairly straightforward, doesn't it? It's like, if we don't like this county and the way it's going to go, we're just going to torch your ballots. Look, I think the good news is I think that everybody is on high alert for this stuff this time around. And, you know, when boxes of ballots were found, I believe, and you have to be careful of what you're repeating that you see on Twitter or something or X, because, you know, some of it probably isn't true, but it does seem like there's some pretty awful stuff going on, but it at least is being discovered and it's being called out. And here's the thing. If enough people vote for Trump, it's not going to matter. As they say, too big to rig or whatever that expression is, we need a big, comfortable margin in some of these states, and in particular in Pennsylvania, where, by the way, I don't know if this is true or not, but I read that Republicans are, a great many Republicans have not yet voted, and I think early voting is about to end. So if you can, and you're in Pennsylvania, go vote.
And that's why, you know, that's the concern, is you've got these folks out there pulling people out of line. No, you stay in line. You get to cast your ballot today. By the way, Liz, just in, we've just learned where all that North Carolina campaign money went to. Kamala Harris has now rented out the Las Vegas Sphere, you know, that big giant ball. And she's spending $450,000 a day to advertise on that thing. And that tells me she's in trouble in Nevada right now.
Yeah. Well, I think that actually the early voting in Nevada kind of points in that direction. Again, the early voting is confusing because you don't know whether Republicans are just voting early instead of on election day. But if more are coming out than are Democrats, that does seem to be pretty hopeful sign.
Exactly. All right. Well, Liz, I know you're going to be a part of our election night coverage. We're excited about that. It's going to be historic one way or the other.
Thank you. Yes, I look forward to that. And I think all of us are ready to have this thing happen, right?
Exactly. The only regret is you're not coming down to Memphis. We should have got you. I want Liz Peek on Beale Street.
I would love that.
All right. Absolutely. Liz, always good talking to you.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
All right. The great Liz Peek, everybody, there on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Frank Luntz, by the way, is now saying that it may be over for Kamala Harris. Again, I don't want to get the cart before the horse here, but Luntz says that Harris going more and more negative on Trump, and he says it's just too little too late right now. By the way, this is interesting. President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania, doing a rally today. The school district, they canceled classes because they were afraid it might be too dangerous. Are you kidding me? I have never seen a more peaceful, happy bunch of people than MAGA supporters. If you haven't been to a Trump rally, you don't know what you're missing, folks. But what's also interesting is we understand, and this is now reportable, is that the shadow senator from Puerto Rico was invited to attend and will be speaking at the Trump rally this afternoon. So there you go. All right, real quick, before we go to break, I want to go to the phone lines. Bob in Morehead City, North Carolina, wants to weigh in. And, Bob, I appreciate you holding on. What's going on?
Sure. Let's assume Trump wins. Doesn't the vice president have to certify the vote?
The vice president, yes, would have to certify. Yes, that's what got Mike Pence in trouble.
You want to let's do some betting odds on if she will or will not certify the vote?
Well, I think she's going to have to. I think the issue is going to be in the House of Representatives, where they're going to suggest and Jamie Rangel's already kind of given us the playbook on this, they're going to say that Trump is not eligible to serve as president.
So is that going to tell her not to certify to vote?
Well,
so
I don't.
He can't be president?
Yeah, so, well, here's the question, Bob. I'll just throw this out here for you. If Mike Pence had not certified, that would have opened the door for Kamala Harris to do the same thing, or any Democrat for that matter.
Well, she's a different Democrat now. Remember that. She's a damn socialist Marxist.
No doubt about it. She is, Bob. I don't think it's going to go down that path. I think that if it does, then heaven help all of us. But I don't think it's going to.
I think we need to have a contingency if she doesn't. That's why I asked the question, what will happen if she does not?
Yeah. All right. Well, Bob, it's a great question. And again, I don't want to get the cart before the horse just yet, but I'm just going to tell you right now, Bob, I personally believe that Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide, and they're going to have they'll have no alternative but to certify it.
I can hope that, but I remember 22 also.
Well, 2022, you had a lot of conservatives that didn't go vote.
Yeah. All right. All we can do is vote and hope.
That's it. All right, Bob, appreciate the call. Let's go to Susan in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Susan. What's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. I'm good. I just wanted to say that my husband and I went to the Trump rally when Donald Trump was running for the 2016 presidential election.
Right.
It was great. It was wonderful at the Landers Center. I guess it's in Mississippi.
South Haven, Mississippi, the beautiful Landers Center.
Correct. There were all kinds of people, ethnicities, young people, old people. I'm Hispanic. Came when I was 2 years old, long time ago. Lived in Memphis, we were former military, and it was everybody had a very, very good time. And I guess, I don't know who supplies the signs, like Women for Trump, Veterans for Trump. we used those signs to put up.
So, Susan, and, you're telling me you didn't see any Nazis around? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, my goodness, give me a break. And we were right behind. We were a few rows behind President Trump.
Wow, you were in the good seats.
Hey, you know, if someone took a shot at him, we would have been right
Jeez,
there.
Hello. Susan.
We would have taken the shot for him because we're patrons.
Wow, that's Susan, I'm with you though, but I think again when you and I've been to enough of these Trump rallies and I've spoken at two of them and the environment, it's so loving and the people are having fun. You don't see any people that are angry. It's just you have a bunch of patriots that are hanging out together, getting ready to save America from the Marxist.
Amen. It was very, very good. And a plug for Germantown Baptist Church. We love it.
Do you guys go there?
We did.
Oh,
we
you did?
The girls were very young. We went. The girls went there to kindergarten. No, preschool. Preschool. Aguilosa. Excellent. And then we would go there every so often. And then I participate on mission trips when I'm a retired dentist. When Germantown Baptist Church went to I speak Spanish. When they went to Spanish speaking countries, I would go.
Well, it's a fantastic church, a great pastor. They're growing. A lot of young families are joining, and there's just, you know, I think vibe is sort of like the word of the year here. There's a great vibe there, Susan, and it's a lot of fun. So you ought to come back by and visit again over in Germantown. Susan, they're yelling at me. I got to take a break. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
All right, take care. That's Susan from Memphis, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature Supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a doctor myself. I've used it, and I've turned a lot of my patients on to it as well. It's a good product.
I've actually taken the bottles up to them, and you know, my doctor, he tells me, keep doing it.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN, and my PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it. Just think it is a marvelous product.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. I just got a text message from Charlotte Bergman. She is running for Congress against Steve Cohen in Memphis, Tennessee. Remember Steve Cohen? He was the guy, really a nasty looking. I think he's got hygiene issues. And he was the guy that showed up for a committee hearing eating a bucket of KFC. It was just nasty. Anyway, Charlotte Bergman, the Republican nominee for Congress, and we're getting images. You know, they're stopping a lot of people. You're not allowed to wear MAGA hats and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, a woman was allowed to go in and vote wearing a We're Not Going Back T-shirt, which is a Kamala Harris shirt. So, again, one set of rules governing people who are voting Republican, another for, oh, this woman's wearing a mask, too. Of course she is. Oh, wow. There you go. So anyway, folks, again, I want to hear from you. Are you sensing the excitement? Are you sensing the momentum shift here as we go into the final days of campaigning? And what are you doing? What are you doing to get people out? Maybe you've come up with a plan, an idea. You know, some churches are renting buses and they're taking church members to the polling stations. What are you doing to help get out the vote? Our telephone number again, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls on that. Also, want to explain exactly what the New York Times is doing, going after 30 prominent conservatives. Yours truly is one of them. And we're going to be telling you what you can do to help us fight back. So all of that coming up after the bottom of the hour news break here. Again, 901-260-5926. If you haven't done so, head over to our website. Check out our great stories, videos. We have the free newsletter. And also, you can download my podcast. So if you miss a segment, you can go back and listen to it at your leisure. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Just got a note from Millington, Tennessee. By the way, more patriots in Millington, Tennessee, I think, than anywhere else in the Mid-South. Good people there, and of course, home to the great naval base as well. Anyway, there's a gentleman by the name of Don Lowry who is running for an alderman position. And I want to read this to you. This is, it just gives you an idea of the level of hate and vitriol directed at conservatives. Mr. Lowry writing this. Many of you know I'm running for alderman in Millington, Tennessee. The race has become a little contentious with many lies, half-truths, and innuendo being thrown about. My daughter comes out Saturday to hold my re-elect Don Lowry sign and is spit at by some coward of a man and hollered at by some woman to go home. Like most dads, don't mess with my children. If you have a problem, come and see me and we can talk or whatever. I'll be glad when this election is over. I've been on the board for 20 years, 240-plus meetings. It's been a pleasure seeing all the new faces in the last 3 months. So interested in the city's business. Hope to see you when the election is over. This isn't a national election, but it seems we have evil in our community. Prayers for civility, and I'll say again, don't mess with my kids. And words to the wise, my wife is like a mama bear. Enough said. Now, look, I don't know who this guy is. I've never met Don Lowry. I wouldn't know him if he was walking down the street in Memphis. But I can tell you this, this is unacceptable. Really? And of all places, the South, Millington, Tennessee, they're going to go out there and spit on a young lady holding a sign promoting her dad? What's wrong with you people out there? That's disgusting. But again, this, I suppose, is the sad state of affairs in politics right now. And that's just simply unacceptable. And I can tell you, I know a good many conservatives that are coming under attack because they just happen to be conservative. And the people doing the attacking are Republicans. It's really nasty out there, folks. Really nasty. So that brings me to this New York Times piece. The New York Times is working on an attack piece on 30 prominent conservatives. Tucker Carlson, Ben Shapiro, Tim Pool among them. And also yours truly. And they're working with a group called Media Matters. Now, this is a far left organization, and you may be familiar with Media Matters. These people are like modern day Joseph Goebbels. And they were originally started. No, I'm not kidding here. I mean, these are very, I mean, you know, I know the left likes to throw around Nazi symbolism all the time, but these people are truly Nazi-esque in what they're doing. So the entire reason that Media Matters was created was to take out Fox News Channel. And, I mean, that was the whole point. They launched, if you remember, Glenn Beck and the advertising boycott, that was Media Matters that did that. And so Media Matters kept files on all the big Fox talent, including me. And they came after me ferociously, and God bless Roger Ailes and Suzanne Scott because they protected me from these people. And these are very, very bad people we're talking about. But Roger and Suzanne at the time, Suzanne now runs Fox News. She was my protector at Fox, and you needed to have those people around because the Media Matters folks want to destroy you. When you get on their radar, they want to destroy you. And to this day, they're still trying to destroy yours truly. I don't know why. I'm just a lovable little, you know, like a lovable little puppy dog. You know, I'm not furry like a puppy dog, but I'm lovable like a puppy. You know, you just want to squeeze. Oh, that's Todd Starnes. He's just a lovable, friendly radio host. But they think I'm like the chief Nazi. So, the New York Times, and this, I don't think this is the October surprise, but here's what they're doing. They're about to publish this story, and the gist of the story is they want to shut down all of us on social media, and especially on YouTube. And so anyway, I have to tell you this, that we have now been demonetized on YouTube because of our pro-Trump, pro-conservative, anti-Democrat content. So we have now been demonetized. And you know what's interesting about that? It doesn't really matter. We have lots of, you know, the way our company is built, and you know, Dalton Glasscock, my CEO, is one of the most brilliant financial minds around. And so we don't have all of our eggs in one basket, if you will. So this is really not a big deal for us. But it's a big deal in the sense that I don't like censorship. And the reality is that a bunch of good people who do make a lot of money on YouTube are about to be demonetized just in advance of the election. This is all happening leading up to Election Day. These are very nasty people in the newspaper business, folks. Very nasty people. And so they're demonetizing people, and we have officially gotten our notice. We've been demonetized. I was on YouTube yesterday trying to talk to people, and there's nothing we can do about it. Well, actually, there is. We have a Rumble channel. And Rumble was created by conservatives. It is a great platform. It's not as big as YouTube, but you know what? We do very well there. Thousands of you actually watch this program and are watching this program right now on my Rumble channel. And I want to encourage you to go over, and if you haven't signed up for a Rumble account, go get one. They're free of charge. They don't charge you any money. And give us a follow. And I can promise you this, not once in the years that we've been doing Rumble have we ever been censored, have we ever been demonetized, have we ever been put in timeout. That normally happens on YouTube about once a month. It's the craziest thing. So what you need to understand is that Media Matters, they want to destroy conservative media. That's their mission now. They have been unsuccessful so far, but they're trying. And I will say this, that a lot of people get nervous when Media Matters comes after them. But you know what? We're not afraid of these people, and we're not going to be bullied. We will not be bullied into silence. That's just not going to happen. But here's what you need to be doing. If, in fact, you know, they're coming after all of us on social media, you need to be careful where you do your social media stuff at. And again, if you're on YouTube, I'd encourage you to cancel your account and join us over at Rumble. Rumble.com/Todd Stearns is our address. That's Rumble.com/Todd Stearns. And we also post a lot of other videos and stuff there, too. Lots of entertaining content for you there. And it's all free of charge. We don't charge you a penny to watch our content at all. And you can also watch the live show and take part in our live chat, which is a pretty cool thing to do as well. All right, I want to play some audio. This is from Whoopi Goldberg, one of the squawking magpies on The View. Cut number two, please.
Yeah, he's talking about you. It's us. He's not going to say, oh, you're with a white guy, I'm going to keep you from being deported. No, he's going to deport you and put the white guy with someone else. The man is out there.
So that's Whoopi Goldberg talking about how if Trump is elected, he's going to break up interracial marriages and redistribute the white spouses. I'm not making this up. This is on The View, ABC News. These people are completely unhinged. Here's Michelle Obama, cut number six.
I hope you'll forgive me if I'm a little frustrated that some of us are choosing to ignore Donald Trump's gross incompetence while asking Kamala to dazzle us at every turn. I hope that you'll forgive me if I'm a little angry that we are indifferent to his erratic behavior, his obvious mental decline, his history as a convicted felon, a known slumlord, a predator found liable for sexual abuse, all of this while we pick apart Kamala's answers from interviews that he doesn't even have the courage to do, y'all.
These people are insane. Now, you have to go back to something Mark Halperin said a few weeks ago on Newsmax. And Mark Halperin said, these people are mentally not unwell. They are mentally unwell. And these people, when Trump wins, they will suffer a psychotic break. And now Alex Jones is reporting through his sources that there could very well be terrorist attacks on Election Day, which is why, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get out there and vote early. And for you folks in Pennsylvania, that's right now. By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene sounding the alarm. She says that Capitol Police conducted a late night casualty evacuation exercise with 12 helicopters buzzing over Capitol Hill. This is coming from the Gateway Pundit. U.S. Capitol Police, in coordination with federal agencies, conducted a casualty evacuation exercise just over a week before Election Day. In a public notice, the U.S. Capitol Police stated, quote, "This evening, the U.S. Capitol Police and our federal partners are conducting a routine training exercise on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. Please do not be alarmed if you see emergency vehicles and low-flying helicopters." Anybody find that odd that this is happening just a week before Election Day? The timing is rather suspect. Marjorie Taylor Greene says that she believes this is a calculated move by Democrats to secure control over the Capitol ahead of January 6, which is the date designated for certification of the presidential election. Greene putting out a statement to her supporters saying, "Trump told us to make it too big to rig, and we are on our way to making that happen as long as everybody votes for Trump. But we are in danger of losing the House with approximately 20 House seats literally too close to call. Without the House, we cannot pass critical legislation to bring forward our MAGA agenda. But also, if Democrats control the House, they will refuse to certify President Trump's election on J6. They've already said they won't certify. Leading into this election, just in the past few months, Democrats are making big moves to secure the Capitol." And then she goes on to say what's happening here. And this is a fair point. Folks, you've got to be voting Republican from the top of the ticket all the way down to the dog catcher. We got to do it. Very odd things are happening out there. So just stay alert. Look, we're going to keep you updated as best we can on this radio program. Don't be caught off guard. Just watch your back. That's what we have to do here, and that's what we're doing on this radio program. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Again, in the break, head over to rumble.com/Todd Stearns. Give us a follow. It takes like 2 seconds. Again, rumble.com/Todd Stearns. You can watch our program and also invite your friends to come over and join us as well. We'll be right back, folks.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm not a young guy. And I'm an ex-athlete. Well, yeah, when I was taking it, I recognized that I was feeling better. You know what I'm saying? And just mentally knowing is important also.
I am a customer of you guys. I love your product. Love it, love it. Nothing but good things to say about your product. I love it. And as long as y'all don't sell it, I'm going to take it as long as I can.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio show. Let's play cut number three, please.
Of you to tell your own name. Do that. Because it's about all of us. It's about all of us. And listen, I have fought my whole career to put the people first.
All right. There you go. Kamala Harris, man, her rallies are just cringe. Just cringe. Speaking of cringe, Jimmy John's. Have you been to a Jimmy John's? They have unveiled a brand new sandwich. It's called the Pickle Witch. The Pickle Witch is a sandwich with pickles as bread. What? Why would you do that? That sounds nasty. The Pickle Witch is now available to customers. They starting yesterday through November 14th. You get two options, both with typical Subway sub sandwiches. Ingredients, inside a giant hollowed-out kosher dill pickle. The Vito pickle, which contains salami, provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, oregano, basil, and oil and vinegar. The turkey pickle, which, okay, has turkey, provolone, lettuce, and tomato. Ladies and gentlemen, does that sound appetizing to you? Would you eat a pickle? So there's no bread. In place of the bread, you get pickles. And they're also bringing back a fan favorite, something called Pickle Jimmy Chips, which is a pickled-flavored potato chip. I'm just not seeing this. Snooki, remember her? Wow, that's a name from the past. Is she still? I'm surprised she's still alive. I mean, is that Jersey Shore? Snooki from Jersey Shore is promoting. Apparently, she's a big fan. She says, "I love pickles." This is from the New York Post. "I love pickles. They're my thing. And a pickle sandwich? Well, it's a dream come true. It's like Jimmy John's made the new pickle witch just for me." Snooki is a fan of the Vito pickle witch. But she says, "If you're a pickle lover, you should try them both." I don't know about that. All right. Thank you very much there, Snooki. Also, there's a big social media craze. Apparently, there's something called Gay Halloween. I am unfamiliar with this. But now people are protesting Gay Halloween. I hate Gay Halloween memes. People dressing up in obscure costumes that would most likely only land with another gay person. And that's, I guess, the theory behind all of this. According to NBC News, Halloween is still days. Well, Halloween is what? Tomorrow. Gay Halloween is in full force. Hundreds of people on X are showing off their niche costumes inspired by pop culture and partaking in what's been deemed the I Hate Gay Halloween meme. The post all begin with the text, "I hate gay Halloween. What do you mean you're dressed as blank?" Typically, people are dressed up in an obscure costume that most likely only lands with another gay person. What is that, like Richard Simmons or something? I don't know what that means. While the post cheekily proclaimed to hate gay Halloween because of how silly it is, many appear to be so they really love gay Halloween, even though they hate gay Halloween. So to show their love for gay Halloween, they're actually hating gay Halloween. Are you following here, ladies and gentlemen? I don't understand. Of course, now most of you that go to a Christian church, you don't have Halloween. You have something called Fall Festival, which is still Halloween. It's just not called Halloween, right? So people still dress up as ghosts and witches and, you know, warlocks and all that kind of stuff. But you can't call it Halloween. It has to be something else. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, Newsmax. Be sure to watch the Todd Stern Show. In the meantime, head over to our website, toddstearns.com. You have some homework. Download the podcast, get our newsletter, and sign up for the Rumble channel, and we will see you tomorrow on Rumble as well as on the radio. Be good, America.